Identify your problems, but give your power and energy to solutions. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by the Jordan Harbinger Show. Jordan's show was named by Apple as one of its best of 2018. Just like 7 Good Minutes, I like it a lot, and I'm sure you will too. Jordan sits down each week with many of the same guests you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. You should be sure to check out episode 345 with Jim Quick, where the conversation is about how to upgrade your brain's limitless potential. No matter which episode you listen to, you can be sure there will always be something you can use in your day-to-day life immediately. Listen to the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about 7 easy ways to improve your self-esteem. Enjoy.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Top Think. Today, we're going to learn about 7 simple ways to boost your self-esteem. Now, let's begin. Number 1, record your story. The word self-esteem gets used in a lot of different contexts. It's a stand-in for everything from confidence to self-worth. But the real definition of self-esteem is actually pretty simple. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. That's it. It's all the positive and negative feelings that affect your vision of who you are and what you can do. But it isn't always easy to figure out who you are. The majority of people feel confused about their identity on a regular basis, and that confusion just breeds more negativity, more feelings of inadequacy. When you don't know how you feel about yourself, you naturally lean toward self-criticism, because in your head, someone who values themselves would know the reason why. But the truth is, you have hundreds, if not thousands, of reasons to appreciate yourself, to feel good about who you are. But like most people, you take that positivity for granted. You let it slip into the back of your mind or fade away from your personality. Instead, you focus on the one or two negative feelings that keep swirling around in your brain. So, what can you do to bring that positivity back to the surface? What's the best way to reflect on all the reasons why you deserve your own respect? Recording your life story is a fun and therapeutic strategy that countless people have used. Not only does it help you remember what you love about yourself, but telling your story also motivates you to maintain that positivity in the future. But it's not just about reflection. The fact that you're writing down your story plays an important role. Because when you write something down, you have to be clear. You have to be concrete. You're forcing yourself to be specific about who you are. So, if you're feeling confused, telling your story can give you the clarity that you're looking for. Number 2, a point of pride. Instead of looking back in time, you can also boost your self-esteem by setting goals for the future. Okay, just imagine you're an aspiring author, but you've never actually written a book before. You've written plenty of short stories, but you've always been too scared to try something bigger. Maybe you're worried you're going to fail, or you're just feeling overwhelmed and you don't have enough faith in yourself to take on the challenge. How can you build the self-esteem you need to accomplish your dreams? Try setting something called a point of pride. A point of pride is one specific goal that you accomplish in order to prove something to yourself. Going back to our previous example, your point of pride might be to write one chapter. Because if you can write one chapter, that means you can write another and another until you finish your entire book. By creating and achieving your point of pride, you're giving yourself a consistent source of motivation and, more importantly, a source of self-esteem. By taking this small step, you'll discover a genuine confidence in yourself. Your ultimate goals will finally feel like something you can realistically accomplish. All you have to do is pick one manageable but challenging point of pride and concentrate all your attention on that single goal. If you can do that, your self-esteem will start to skyrocket. Number 3. Studying yourself. You can also boost your self-esteem by changing basic things like the way you speak. For example, you might be using self-critical language. You undercut your own success, you belittle your own accomplishments, and you overrate the value of the people around you. The problem is, you probably don't even realize that you're doing it. It's become almost automatic for you. So how do you change something that you don't even think about? Try studying the way you speak. Every time you undermine your own achievements, go ahead and write it down. That way, you can focus your attention on your harmful language and gradually change it for the better. You may not notice a difference at first, but over time, this simple strategy will have a huge impact on your self-esteem. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. One of the hardest things of building self-esteem is learning how to forgive your own mistakes. You want to be perfect. You want to be respected and successful. So whenever that doesn't happen, you either pretend that nothing happened or you become your own worst enemy. You criticize yourself and you hold a grudge. But both of these approaches have the same fundamental problem. They're focused on preserving the good. You're trying to maintain this fragile image of yourself. You expect to be that perfect, successful person, so you react negatively every time that doesn't happen. You either ignore your mistakes or you tear yourself down, and slowly but surely, you chip away at your self-esteem. So, what should you do instead? The real secret behind your self-esteem has nothing to do with preserving the good. It's about forgiving the bad. You'll spend the rest of your life making mistakes. We all do. There's just no way around it. So before you can believe in yourself, you have to learn to live with those failures. Little by little, you can boost your self-esteem by actively forgiving yourself. Each time you say something stupid or make a careless error, just take a minute to acknowledge what you did wrong, and then, no matter what, cut yourself some slack.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.